Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It doesn't sound like much when described. Three intersecting line segments enclosed within a circle. But virtually everyone seeing it will immediately recognize it as the peace symbol.
It stood for nuclear disarmament. They were semaphore letters, N for nuclear and D, disarmament. And, of course, the circle itself is very positive. It means eternity, Earth.
Forestville resident Ken Colesbrun is the author of the recently published book Peace, The Biography of a Symbol, which traces the history of this simple graphic. It's a relatively recent creation, he says, devised by an Englishman named Gerald Holtam.
He was a conscientious objector. He was born in 1914, and he was pretty much an artist and a philosopher, and he knew the ills of war.
The peace symbol was born as part of a major public protest in England, organized by the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. They planned a four-day, 50-mile march from London to a weapons research facility in a town called Aldermason. Colesbrun says that when Holtam heard of those plans, he wanted to get involved.
He went knocking on the door and he said, "You folks need a designer to do your banners and have a logo that says something about your movement." So he created this simple little design and attached the words nuclear disarmament. Well, the march, April 4th, 1958, turned out to be a highly successful and historic march.
It was a big enough event that pictures circulated worldwide, including one iconic photo showing Holtam's banners with the symbol, which was published in Life magazine. After that, says Colesbrun, the little graphic began to take on a life of its own.
I call it the chameleon icon. It started out as a nuclear disarmament symbol and then went in as a protest against the Vietnam War. And, of course, it was used by civil rights and human rights movements and even Greenpeace. So it took on many different causes. And even during the 80s, when the nuclear threat arose again, it was all over the place. And even today, very common during the Iraq War marches.
One reason the peace symbol has been so widely used, Colesbrun says, is that it was never trademarked or copyrighted, even though Holtam later had some second thoughts about that.
Later, he actually checked to see if anyone had trademarked it. Of course, no one had. Then, in 1970, a shoe manufacturer in the United States wanted to get a trademark. Well, here it is, 12 years after the symbol had already been all over the world. And, of course, the trademark office eventually rejected it. In fact, I called the trademark office and said, "Well, how many letters of protest did you get?" He said, "Oh, about 800. And then it was naturally rejected, and a symbol is in public domain.
But the main reason this iconic symbol remains so widespread, Colesbrun believes, is the intrinsic power of the graphic itself.
The simplicity of it is amazing, and that's part of its power. A child can draw it and remember it quite easily.
Colesbrun's photograph-filled book was published by National Geographic. He'll be reading from it and showing some additional unpublished pictures in a hometown event tonight at the Quicksilver Mine Company Gallery in downtown Forestville. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.